I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got to you.
Woo! News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning to y'all. It's Friday, Friday. It's Juneteenth. A lot going on this weekend. Father's Day on Sunday. This is Pep Talk with Meg, and I feel good because Dr. Ben McMillan is here in the house with the Neal Clinic.
Always a pleasure to be up here as part of the Pensacola Expert Panel.
And you are expert on chiropractic medicine, no doubt about that. But I have to bring this up real quick because I know you have lots you want to talk about. Uh-huh. But this Father's Day is Dr. Ben's first Father's Day.
Big weekend for me. Yeah, I'm excited to celebrate with my son, Carter. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Meg.
I just think you should see the smile on his face, y'all. I mean,
it's awesome.
Pure joy. So anyway, happy Father's Day to you and to all the dads, granddads, uncles, stepdad, everybody.
Absolutely. Happy Father's Day out there.
All right, sir. Tell us a little bit about Neal Clinic and all the services that you provide.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Meg said, my name's Dr. Ben McMillan. I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. And if you've caught this show before, welcome back. This is your first time joining us. I'm happy you're here because today I want to share some information that I think can really change the health trajectory of our listeners today. I want to talk about two things. First, what you absolutely must do if you or someone you love has been in a car accident recently. And the second thing, a treatment that most people in Pensacola have never heard of. Meg, I don't think we've ever talked about this on the show before either. But it's really helping patients avoid surgery, get out of chronic pain, and get their lives back. It's something called spinal decompression. And by the end of the show, you'll understand exactly what it is, who it's for, and whether or not it may be right for you. So let's get into it this morning. Again, I'm going to start with something that I see play out more often than I'd like. And it starts in the emergency room. You've been in a car accident. You go to the emergency room, which is oftentimes exactly the right thing to do. They're going to check for broken bones, you know, any internal bleeding in the brain, concussions, make sure nothing is life-threatening. When everything looks okay on those tests, they're going to send you home with a prescription for a muscle relaxer and some instructions to follow up with your doctor in a few weeks if things don't improve. What they don't tell you, because it's really not their specialty, it's not what the emergency room is designed to do, is what's happening with those soft tissues in your body. Your muscles, your ligaments, those intricate structures of your cervical spine and your lumbar spine that are more than likely injured in that car accident. The emergency room's not really equipped to evaluate those things in the way a chiropractor is. And here's the critical part. In the hours immediately after a car accident, a collision, your body's running on these stress hormones. Adrenaline and cortisol are going to suppress some of those pain signals as a survival mechanism. I can't tell you how many times I've had patients say, "I felt fine, Dr. McMillan. I walked away from the accident. I felt okay." And then 48 hours later, three, 4 days later, they can't get out of bed. And that's not unusual. That's biology. That's those hormones that your body releases to try and protect you from those injuries, from just, you know, we have the car accident and now you can't get out of the car because of the pain. It's a good thing that the adrenaline and cortisol are there, but they mask a lot of those symptoms from those underlying injuries. And whiplash is one of the most common things we see with these car accidents, where your head kind of gets thrown forward or back or side to side, depending on where you were hit. But you don't really even need a very hard impact, which is what a lot of people tell me, that, you know, it wasn't a bad accident. But research shows that rear-end collisions, especially even at speeds as low as like 8 or 10 miles per hour, can cause significant injuries in your cervical spine. You don't have to have a totaled vehicle to have a serious injury. And in fact, some of the most significant whiplash cases I've treated involve cars with like minor visible damage. I mean, it's basically a scratch on the back of the car. But that's because the force of the impact transferred directly to the driver's body instead of crumpling the car frame and having that crushing of the car. All that force just went straight through their neck or their back. I was treating a patient about a month ago. This guy was a 38-year-old electrician. I mean, physically fit. He's very active, really healthy guy, and rear-ended at a red light on 9 Mile. Came home after the accident, told his wife he was fine, went to work the next day. You know, 2 or 3 days later, he had this shooting pain down his left arm. He was getting headaches that wouldn't stop. He never really had headaches before. And he couldn't sleep on his left side. That was his preferred sleeping side, that side of the bed. But by the time he had come to see me, he'd already been out of work for 4 or 5 days. And he said, you know, this is just not getting better. I tried resting. I don't know what's going on. I went to the emergency room and they said I was fine. We did an evaluation and identified the source of the nerve that was in his neck that was causing those symptoms and built a treatment plan for him. 4 weeks later, he was back to full function. But here's what I told him and what I want to tell you. Every week you wait after an accident is a week your body's adapting around that injury instead of healing from it. And that compensation can become its own problem and lead to chronic issues years and years down the road. So let me ask you something. If you're driving to work right now or sitting at home listening to this, and you've been in a collision in the last few weeks, even a minor one, or do you have a family member who has, are you experiencing that neck stiffness, the headaches, some more tension in the shoulders, or maybe low back pain that came on after that accident that just hasn't gone away? If you're nodding along, I want you to pay attention to these next few things. The first step is simple. Come in, let me evaluate you. At the Neal Clinic, we offer a no-cost consultation, and that's my time with you, and again, at no charge, to understand your symptoms and tell you honestly whether chiropractic care can help you or whether just a few more days of rest and some ice would be even better for you. No pressure, no obligation, just a time for you and I to talk where we can kind of look at what our options are and what I think would be the best course of action for you. We're at 479-2700, and I'll give you that number again before we're done, or you can look us up at neelclinic.com, neelclinic.com.
Okay, we're listening to Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. He is certainly an expert on this topic. So if you have a question, maybe you were recently in an accident or you've got something in your neck or your lower back that's just been bothering you, you can text in that question at 850-437-1620. And Dr. Ben, we do have a question, a comment that came in from one of our listeners. They say they've been listening to Dr. Ben. I've been listening to Dr. Ben for a while.
Yeah, awesome.
So that's great. Please explain why the activator approach benefits patients versus the old way. So I guess first explain what's the activator approach.
So when people think of chiropractors, a lot of times they think of the adjusting, the bending, twisting, popping of the spine. And that's a very effective way to treat joint dysfunction. But it's not the only option. One of the other things we use is a tool. It's a handheld instrument that delivers a high velocity, low amplitude thrust through those joints to get the joints moving to help them heal in the right way again. And again, a lot of patients are really nervous about going to chiropractors because they don't want their neck popped or they don't want their back twisted and cracked. And that's a really good tool that we can use for those patients. The force that we use is significantly less than when we use our hands because the surface area of the force that we apply is so much smaller. We're also able to open up the chiropractic world to patients that really can't have manual adjustments. Those are patients with osteoporosis, patients with previous spinal surgeries. Those are not good candidates to have those manual adjustments because of those conditions that they have. But they are able to be adjusted using the activator because I can use a little less force with the tool. So I'm not having as big a risk of fracturing the patient with the osteoporosis where their bones aren't quite as dense, or the patients that have had a surgery where the surgeon has fused different levels of their spine together. We shouldn't be moving those. That's why the surgeon fused them. We can make sure we're above or below those areas where there's going to be more stress placed on them and not move the level right above where that fusion is. It's a great tool, and my patients love it because it works.
You're listening to Dr. Ben McMillan. He is with the Neal Clinic on the expert panel this morning. So if you've got a question, 850-437-1620.
Okay. Now I want to give you something that's practically valuable. Information that your car insurance company isn't just going to volunteer to you.
Surprise!
Yeah, shocking, right? Florida is what's called a no-fault insurance state. That means every driver is required to carry something called personal injury protection. We call it PIP, P-I-P, as part of their auto policy. It comes with everybody's car insurance. You've got it. You have to have car insurance in the state of Florida. It's part of that policy. and PIP covers up to $10,000 in your medical expenses related to those auto accidents, regardless of who is at fault. And chiropractic care is explicitly covered under those rules. But here's the part that most people miss. Florida law requires that you seek medical treatment within 14 days of your accident to activate those benefits. 14 days. If you miss that window, you forfeit that PIP coverage entirely. Now you're using health insurance. You're having to pay copays. You're having to meet that deductible. It's not the PIP coverage isn't reduced if you wait 15 days. It's gone entirely. I spoke with a woman last week. Her husband has been a patient of mine for quite a while. And she was in a car accident, but she said it was about 3 weeks ago, but she just finally got around. She'd been busy trying to get the rental car, trying to get her car fixed. And she said, you know, I'm still hurting. I want to use my accident insurance coverage for this. And we had to explain this to her. It's gone.
Oh, no.
It's the most frustrating part of what we deal with, our insurance issues. But that's just the law.
That doesn't seem right to me, because so often I had an accident many, many years ago. But I remember it took a while. My body went into shock, and it took a while before I realized I was going to need treatment.
Yeah. Again, it's that hormonal response. It's that adrenaline. It's the cortisol that kind of masks that pain, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
But again, making sure you're getting evaluated within that time frame is a critical part of this. You've been paying for this coverage in your premium every single month. Using it is not making a claim against somebody else. It's using a benefit you've already paid for, and there's no reason not to use it, and every reason to use it quickly because of that Florida 14-day law. I hear from patients all the time that they didn't come sooner because they didn't know how to deal with the insurance side of this. And here's what I want you to know. At the Neal Clinic, we handle all of that part for you. We work directly with your PIP carrier or your lawyer. We document everything properly. And you just need to focus on healing. We handle the administrative side of it. We handle all the claim stuff for you. That's what comprehensive healthcare means to us. Okay, I spent a few minutes talking about those accidents because I genuinely believe that information can really help you if that's you that we're listening today. But I want to shift gears and get to the second topic, because what this is it reaches far beyond those accident patients. And in fact, it can be the most beneficial thing for non-surgical spinal care available in Pensacola. And let me teach you something that most people, including a lot of healthcare providers, really don't understand. It's something called spinal decompression therapy. And at the Neal Clinic, we deliver it using this SpineMed decompression table. It's the most advanced system that we can find to do this stuff, and it's an awesome tool. So first, a little anatomy. Your spine's made up of vertebrae, those bones, right? You've got those bones that you can feel in your back. And they're separated by discs. And those discs are little shock absorbers. They're made of this tough outer ring made of cartilage and this soft gel-like center. And when the disc is healthy, it's hydrated, it's plump, and it does its job beautifully. They absorb the shock of us walking and jumping every day. But over time, through aging, through injury, through years of repetitive stress, like sitting all day or sitting in the wrong position, poor posture, repeated use, bending, lifting, those sorts of things, those discs can break down. That outer cartilage ring can weaken, and that soft gel center kind of pushes out. And that's what we call a herniated disc or a bulging disc. When that material can press against a nerve, that's when you get symptoms, the shooting pain down your leg, right? A lot of people refer to it as sciatica, numbness or tingling in your arms or hands, or just chronic low back or neck pain that never really goes away no matter what you try. What spinal decompression therapy does is it works by gently and very precisely stretching the spine using that table. And here's the science behind how this works. When we create that controlled stretch, we generate something called negative intradiscal pressure. And in plain English, what that means is we're creating this vacuum effect inside the disc. The vacuum does two things simultaneously. First, it helps retract that herniated disc material, pulling it back away from that nerve it was pressing on to stop those symptoms going down your legs or your arms. Second, what it's going to do is it's going to draw in fluid and oxygen and nutrients that the disc needs to heal. The disc is actually going to begin to rehydrate and repair itself. It's incredible. They've done studies on this stuff where they take pre and post MRIs of these patients, and the disc material resorbs back in there. It's
That's fascinating.
It's so cool. And it's entirely non-surgical is the thing. And I do want to be respectful of the surgical community. I mean, there are absolutely cases where spinal surgery is the right answer for those patients. But I also want to be honest with you. You know, surgery carries a risk, a significant recovery time, and, you know, a meaningful rate of what's called failed back surgery syndrome, where the surgery doesn't resolve the pain entirely, and sometimes it can even create new problems. Many of my decompression patients come to me after being told, hey, my doctor told me surgery is the only option. But for a significant number of those people, it wasn't. And they got much, much better after going through that decompression therapy. You know, I want you to imagine for a moment. Imagine waking up tomorrow morning and not immediately cataloging what hurts. Not saying, oh, my leg, oh, my back, it just is so stiff when I get up. I can barely stand and put pressure on that leg because of the pain. Or imagine getting in your car and being able to check your blind spot without bracing for pain. Sitting through a full work day or picking up your grandchild. You know, getting through a round of golf without that familiar ache in your back reminding you that it's always there. That's not a fantasy for most of these decompression patients. That's their reality now after treatment. They're getting back to what they're doing. You know, I have a patient that's low back. He's a little league baseball coach for his grandson.
Aww.
And walking on the field, having to stand for all those practices, all those games was debilitating for him. He said, I don't want to give this up. Like, what can we do? He's back out on the field. I mean, he always says, like, hesitantly, he's like, I haven't had pain in my back. And he doesn't want to say it too loud. Yeah,
doesn't want to jinx it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's miraculous, though. And to be able to avoid surgery and get the relief is pretty amazing.
It is. It's such a cool therapy. And, you know, a lot of people just don't know it even exists. And that's, you know, it's one of those things that where if you've been told surgery is your only option, that's what you may think, right? Like, you've been to the doctor, they said, hey, surgery is the only option, but you're speaking with the surgeon. You know, if you're a hammer, everything in the room is a nail because that's the tools that they have to help you. Mm-hmm. Go get evaluated. Again, that's why that no-cost consultation at the Neil Clinic exists, specifically for moments like this one. You know, if you haven't checked out chiropractic care, if you haven't done physical therapy, if you haven't explored other options, go have that consultation. Let's sit down and talk about, hey, maybe you are one of those candidates that surgery is the right option for you. Again, there's a time and a place for that. And just because you have back pain doesn't automatically qualify you for decompression therapy.
Doctor, what would you say to someone that when they're thinking about chiropractic care, they've never been before, and this was, I have since been, but for a long time, I kind of didn't understand it, and you do such a good job of explaining how it works, but I had fear around it. I was a little afraid to come in, and over the years, there's been a lot of myths out there and that kind of thing, but it is a legitimate practice, and it's a healing practice. So how could you help allay somebody's fears? If I'm thinking, well, this sounds good, but I don't know, how can you reassure somebody that and give them an opportunity to actually try it?
I'd say that's the most common thing that people say to me when they come in is, I'm a little nervous about this. If you've never been, you don't know what it's like. And that's why we have that consultation. That's why I block out so much time for that initial evaluation and do so much patient education, because I want you to make an informed decision about your health. You know, some people come in and they say, you know, I'm still just not comfortable with this. I want to give it another few days or weeks. and that's fine. I mean, again, I don't want you to go into this hesitant or skeptical. I want you to have time to ask your questions. I'll show you the instruments. I'll show you the tools. I'll explain, you know, how all this stuff works. There's no magic behind chiropractic care. Your body, that pain signal that you're getting, you're not just getting pain because of a lack of ibuprofen in your system. That's not what that is. That's a signal that something is wrong in your body. Chiropractic care through those joint manipulations correct and restore the joint function. We do supplemental therapies to help reduce local inflammation without all the side effects of the medications like ibuprofen, the muscle relaxers, those anti-inflammatories that if you look them up, there's a laundry list of side effects to those things, and you can't take them indefinitely. You know, if you're taking ibuprofen like it's a vitamin every morning when you get up, do something about that because those are not good for your system in the long term.
You know what my doctor has said to me every once in a while, and he's a great doctor, but every once in a while I'll come in with an ache or a pain. He says, well, Meg, you're just getting older. You're just going to have to live with it. And that's not true, is it?
Not at all. And, you know, it's not something that you have to, you know, go see chiropractors three times a week, every week for the rest of your life. What happens most of the time, people come in because they can't do something that they enjoy. They come in because I can't go play, I can't stand on the baseball field anymore. I can't get in and out of my car without pain. I can't sit through a work day without getting these really bad headaches. We get them out of crisis. I teach you how to do stretches and exercises and how to take care of this at home so this stuff doesn't just keep recurring. You know, the chiropractic field has made so many advancements, just like medical care has over the years. You know, we have doctorate level educations. I'm a doctorate of chiropractic. I spent a lot of time in school knowing, you know, what patients I can help or what patients I need to refer out. And sometimes that is what happens. You know, if you come in and you're not a chiropractic candidate, I'll refer you out to the type of provider that I think you need to see. Because again, that's what that consultation is for, because not everybody that walks into my door has a chiropractic issue. You know, kidney issues can cause back pain. You know, if you come in and there's a significant fracture, you're having back pain after you fell, maybe you need to go see a surgeon and get something called a kyphoplasty to restore the, you know, the vertebra back to health. So again, that's why we have that consultation, so I can assess you and make sure you're a good candidate, and we'll discuss treatment options. Because again, if you've never been, you really don't know what to expect. So if this is your first time hearing about spinal decompression, sometimes you picture something uncomfortable or intimidating. So let's walk through what the procedure actually looks like at our clinic. You come in fully clothed. There's nothing to prepare. You know, nothing to change into. We strap this harness around your pelvis or around your neck, depending on whether we're targeting your lower back or your neck. And you just lay face up on that spine med table. And it's calibrated specifically to your body weight, specifically to your diagnosis. We use a very specific angle of pull depending on where that exact injury is. And the table does all the work. You know, most patients describe it as very comfortable. Some say they're very surprised. They're like, I didn't even know that did anything until the therapy was over. It starts to stretch you. It goes very slowly and rhythmically. It kind of ramps up pressure over time. And then at the end of it, it releases back down to where you started. And they're like, man, my back just stretched out that far. And most patients close their eyes and rest. I mean, I've even had people fall asleep in there. It lasts about 30 minutes. And the typical decompression treatment plans run around 8 to 15 sessions, scheduled over several weeks. Most patients have begun noticing like meaningful improvement within the first several sessions. And crucially, those results tend to last because we're addressing the structural cause of the pain and not just masking the symptoms. You know, if you've tried injections, you've tried pain management, you've tried the medications, and that pain is still lingering, that's because you're not really fixing the physical source of the problem. All you're doing is covering up those symptoms and trying to get by with it. And I get it. Like, if I'm having debilitating back pain, I'm trying everything I can to get through the day. I completely understand that approach. But if we're not changing the physical structure and source of that problem, let's do something about that. You know, I've been practicing medicine in Pensacola since 2019 at the Neal Clinic, which has been in practice for over 40 years. And in that time, I've seen what happens when people wait and wait and wait, and then what happens when they don't. I've seen patients that have come in 8 weeks after an accident, and it takes twice as long to recover than if they'd come in, you know, a week or so after. I've seen patients that need spinal surgery or have been told they need spinal surgery, but after that decompression protocol are now living pain-free without having that operation. And again, those operations are significant. And I'm not telling you that stuff to impress you. I'm telling you that because I want you to make an informed decision about your health, about your quality of life, and what options there are for you. Again, Meg's giving me that sign that I'm almost out of time this morning.
Got about 30 seconds left, sir.
But if you've been in an accident recently, call today. You may have fewer than 14 days to get those PIP benefits, and you don't want to lose that window. We're Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. You can reach us at 850-479-2700 or online at nealclinic.com, nealclinic.com. And we offer same-day or next-day appointments because when you're hurting, waiting isn't an option. Thanks again for having me on this morning, Meg. It's always fun being up here as part of the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Well, you certainly are the expert on this topic. We've been listening to Dr. Ben McMillan with the Neal Clinic. And what's that phone number again?
850 479-2700.
Okay, and I'm not going to let you get out of here without wishing you a happy first Father's Day one
more
time.
I'm looking forward to it. Thanks so much, Meg.
So happy for you.